Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up? How you feeling? I love you too, baby. Hey, y'all. First of all, everybody say happy birthday to Gigi.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gigi.
Aww. I love y'all. All right, so let's get a sense of who's out here today, okay?
Happy birthday, baby.
We got to see who's in the audience so we know who we're talking to. Okay, if you're a virgin, let me hear you make some noise. Y'all lying.
Liars.
Lying.
What?
All right, so we got some liars. Just want to make sure we know who's here.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you're a virgin? Okay. All right. To the show. But we are going to have some fun. Y'all been enjoying the podcast stage? Give it up for Poor Minds.
Yes, we love them.
Who was on right before us. And shout out to all the ladies here. I think it's really important for everybody to see the unity that we have, right? So, Jasmine's here from the Jasmine brand.
Hey,
Laura
guys.
Mora.
Hey, y'all.
Stephanie Santiago.
Hey, y'all.
Gigi McGuire.
I'm home.
So, we're going to talk about some things, and we want you guys to participate, okay? So, the way we did this, all right, we're going to talk about it up here, but we want to do some true or false, okay? All right, true or false, when it comes to dating, persistence overcomes resistance. Have you ever got with somebody?
That's true.
And been like, I don't like him at first, but he was so persistent, you gave him a shot? All right, who says true?
True. True.
True.
Who says false? All right, true ones. So I want to tell some stories.
She said, if I don't like you, something. I don't like you, period.
All right, so let's take it to the stage. Stephanie, you were very passionate about this.
Yeah, I feel like there was a guy once, I wasn't attracted to him, but he was really rich, and he sent me a lot of gifts, and we ended up dating for a while.
Okay.
No, but he turned out to be a really great guy. Shout out to him, man.
How many?
No, you never know. I might still be talking to him sometimes.
He might still be sending gifts.
Have y'all dated somebody just for some gifts or some free meals?
Yes.
Okay.
I think a lot of women have. I have.
All right, so persistence. How many of y'all, though, up here, Laura, have you ever dated somebody you didn't really like him at first, but then he was so persistent?
Yeah, I did. And he was, like, the greatest guy and then turned out to be a total asshole.
Okay. All right.
So I should have stuck with my first mind. When that gut tell you don't do it, don't do it.
What about you, Jasmine?
What was the question again?
Have you ever dated somebody in the beginning and at first you didn't like them, but they were so persistent?
I think most of the time the guys I usually date, I usually don't really like them like that. And then they are persistent and then I end up kind of liking them.
I like who likes me.
I like who likes me.
What about you, Gigi?
I'm here for the persistence.
Okay.
So y'all know I'm the give them a chance girl. So I've definitely been in a situation where at first I was like, eh. But after some time, he grew on me and grew in me, too.
Whoa. That's important. All right, true or false? Women are better cheaters than men.
True. That's true.
Who said Gigi no?
Oh, wow, Gigi's not a cheater.
Gigi, she know your whole life.
Gigi, are you a cheater?
No.
I cheat back.
I cheat back, too.
I cheat back, for real.
All right, when you cheat back, is the goal to get caught then?
No.
So that they know?
No.
No.
Because if you're cheating back, if they don't know, then...
Yeah,
it's for your own personal...
They don't need to know.
All right, but let's hear from y'all. So women are better cheaters than men. Who says true? All right, who says men are better cheaters? Nobody. This guy right here.
This guy.
The virgin. All right, so now, Jasmine, you said this the other day, too. Women are better cheaters. You said if you cheat, I'm going to cheat back.
Yeah, if a guy cheats on me, I'm going to cheat back, but I'm not going to tell him that I'm going to cheat back.
What about you? Stephanie, you've gotten caught cheating.
Yeah, I think women are terrible cheaters. I think that
start
cheating, we don't care anymore, and we start getting sloppy, we get drunk, and we leave our phones out, or maybe that's just me, I don't know.
Very personal story right there. That definitely happened to Stephanie, y'all.
I feel like Stephanie, I feel like you're just not a good cheater.
Yeah.
No, I'm terrible. I'm a terrible cheater. Yeah. Like I just saw a meme on Instagram saying that when you cheat, you get really mean. That's me. Like, I start picking arguments and shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, can you cheat on somebody and still love them, though?
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
We cheat for a reason. Right. We cheat for revenge. We cheat to fill a void. We cheat back.
Okay.
Right? And we cheat when the sex is whack.
Well,
so guys,
when the sex is whack.
You guys don't think guys cheat because they're missing a void and maybe they're not getting something?
Guys cheat because they have penises. Next.
Guys cheat because they think they won't get caught.
I feel like guys cheat at their level. You know, it depends on how much they're getting offered.
Yeah, it depends on how much a guy has access to.
Accessibility.
I feel like if a guy is popping, everybody wants him, he's more likely to cheat.
Right, same.
Okay.
Yeah.
Agreed. But guys be not popping and they still cheat.
Yeah, they cheat.
Right.
They cheat too.
So mad when your guy that's not popping cheats you. Like, you not even popping. How
it's like,
dare you?
Nerve. Like, I gave you a chance because you're regular.
What's worse is when he cheats down.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny, though.
Like, cheat up.
No, cheat down.
But listen,
cheat down.
Have y'all ever admitted that a guy cheated up?
No.
Because no matter what, y'all would be like, oh, Rihanna, she don't even do music no more. Fuck her. Like, y'all be
she keeps having
like,
all
no
these
matter
babies.
Who it is. nobody's going to admit my man cheated up. Right. Nobody's going to admit that shit.
I've never seen a man cheat up on me. I think it's on my hard act
to denial.
Follow.
We're probably in denial.
We're in denial.
Yeah, we're in denial.
We'll be like, oh, he cheated with her? Nah, she whack. So she a model? Fuck Victoria's Secret. Like,
I they wish my man would cheat on me with a Victoria's Secret model.
But like, you know what we're going to do right here? We do have somebody from Lip Service that's here. Tony Williams. Is Tony Williams here somewhere? She does riding for rookies. Do y'all know how to ride? Do y'all know how to ride? Does
riding.
Somebody... Okay, does anybody here need a lesson?
We need a volunteer.
I need a lesson.
All right, let's get two people to come up here.
We need volunteers to do a dick riding lesson.
Where's Tony at?
Because
Hey, Tony.
All right, we need to pick two people to come up here. And Laura's going to actually do the class.
I wish I would have stretched first, but let's do it.
You got this, Laura. You got your stretchy pants on.
Dan, pick two people, Dan.
You're not doing it with me today, Jay. You're not doing it with me today.
No, I got white jeans on.
Okay.
Laura's gonna do it.
Are you doing it today?
But I'm going to tell you something, Tony. I went home and was locking and loading.
Was you locking and loading, girlfriend?
I was locking and loading.
Was you locking and loading?
I had some birthday sex, girl. Hey.
Okay.
Shout out to birthday sex.
Yes.
Amazing.
It's not a birthday without birthday sex.
All right. Now, Tony is an amazing writer. We've seen her videos. She teaches courses. These classes be having, like, you've taught thousands of women, tens of thousands of women how to write it. That is a skill that you need to have, right?
Yeah.
I'm good at it.
Hey!
I was going to say, she don't need no course.
That's her favorite position.
I'm pretty good. I enjoy it. Part of it is you got to enjoy it. Yes. That's all. All right, ladies, come on up, ladies.
All right, come on, girl.
Laura, see what their names are so we can...
What's your name?
Nicole.
And what's your name?
Alira.
Are y'all ready? You have a song picked out?
Let's do Ambitions of a Rider.
Oh.
Okay. Tupac. Yeah.
That's what she picked last time. That's her
theme song.
That's my shit.
That's your song.
That's the Get Her High
y'all
song.
Y'all don't hesitate to do this with her in the audience.
Oh, that'd be wild. Thank you, baby.
You ready, baby?
This crowd is lit.
Are some guys going to be in the audience as models also?
Oh, shit. No,
I'm participants.
Oh, shit.
Oh, we taking it there?
I'm trying to help y'all. Okay.
We good?
All right, so DJ Louis V, come on, let's cue up that Ambitions of a Rider.
Y'all gonna teach him. Let me get him to ride it like a rodeo.
I feel like I need to move this
table.
Move the table.
Yes. Yeah, so what we're gonna do is we're gonna do a basic just turn from the front to the back and from the back to the front. So you have to imagine them being a person underneath of you, right? So let's go into what we call a froggy position like this.
All right, y'all.
Come on, frog position.
Okay. So if you wanted to go from here to the back, do you have any... Show me what you think it would look like. If you're going from here to the back.
So you're about
you
to spin around on the back and keep spinning around.
What you do?
Show us what you're doing.
All right, I got you. We're going to start with a basic thing, right? So the first thing I wanted to do is give me six froggies, six up and down. So go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Now, real simple. That's it.
Keep going any lower. Keep going any lower. So now I'm going to put the mic down. What you're going to do is you're going to put your hands on his chest. We're going to do it again. 5, 6. Let's go. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Now on 7, your left foot is going to step over the imaginary body, behind the right foot, left foot behind the right. You're
going to
turn, grab his thighs, shins, and knees.
Tony, is the dick in the whole time?
No, when you step over, you step off for a second, okay? So you don't, this is the
don't
rookies.
Work the man.
Don't okay. for rookies.
Don't okay. The penis.
And then you land,
give them six it's called, more?
you lock and land. So you land on it, okay? Lock and land. And then we're going to do 6 again. Ready? Let's go. We go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, stop 6. Woo! Foot on 7.
Turn around again.
Foot on 7.
Okay.
Grab it.
Turn around.
Land on 8. Now we're going to try this to the rhythm of the song.
Oh.
Front to back.
Back to front.
Are we riding?
Y'all taking notes in the audience?
Yeah,
because we gonna be spinning on dick tonight, okay?
Y'all need to be trying this.
5, 6, 7, 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Turn around and bounce. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Listen, 1, 2, 3. He coming after that.
All right, come on,
don't be quiet.
In case they need these classes, Tony.
Sure, thank you, Ange. Oh, I'm out of breath, girl. Y'all be dick rotting is a workout.
Thank you, ladies.
Okay?
Dick rotting is a workout.
So my name is Tony Williams. I'm the owner of a company called Riding for Rookies. It is a beginner level dick riding class. We are nationwide. We just left London. We just left Toronto. We're in Houston tomorrow. We're back in Philly next weekend. We're in Savannah next weekend. And you can follow my Instagram. Oh, give me a breath. If you have your phone out, I'm going to kindly ask that you go to Instagram and you follow Fantasy Fitness MD all together. It's Fantasy Fitness MD all together. And I hope to see you in a class soon. Yeah.
Yes, we're coming back to Philly next week. Thank I need you, all my ladies to sign up for the Riding for Rookies, even now, wait, if you ain't
on,
a rookie.
Tony. Hold on, I'm okay.
Hold on 1 second, because yes, we do have a special guest coming to the stage.
Oh, shit.
And y'all are going to love this.
Okay.
Who here is from Philly? Okay, because y'all know we got a hometown hero with us today. We got Rocky here.
Yes. Hometown hero, fake bitches hero in the building.
Now, I want to see if Rocky could ride it too, though, before Tony gets off the stage.
All right, Rocky.
Rocky.
Where's Rocky?
Where's Rocky?
Rocky, Rocky,
Rocky, Rocky, Rocky,
Rocky. Rocky. He was fucking me right. Don't ever leave me. Come and see me. Used to turn
hey,
in the night. You used to tell me that you need me. That we fuss and we fight. I only tell you about my ex cause he be calling that night. The best bitch he ever had. That nigga living in spite.
Oh, hold on. Don't sit down yet, Rocky. Don't sit down yet.
Crossing me twice. I did it softly. Back up on me. It's supposed to be nice. He not the nigga that.
Rocky, have you met Tony?
No, hi, Tony.
Hey, Rocky, baby. How are you?
Rocky, do you know how to ride?
A ding-a-ling?
Yes.
Yeah. Who don't know how to ride dick?
Uh-oh.
You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. We can get you some tips, though. I feel like right. some extra classes.
Right. Let me tell you, I feel like I'm a professional in the bedroom, off the bedroom, on the balcony, and anywhere else I'm going to look at. But Tony did teach me a little something, and I took it home and did it, and it was great.
What was the move that Tony taught you?
That lock and load,
lock and
baby.
Load. The lock and load.
I was locking and loading.
We always ready to learn. Well, Tony.
Period. Let me see what's going on.
Okay, yes. show her a little something real quick.
Just you want something
quick,
different.
A little something real quick.
Let's do the fucking talk.
Okay.
You want fucking talk? What is it called?
The fuck and tuck.
Fuck and tuck. And tuck.
It rhymes. You fuck it. Then you tuck it.
You fuck it.
Then you tuck it.
Then you tuck it.
Now you, it's on your knees, so we might get a little rug burn, but we're not going to be down here long, okay?
All right. I got to get on my knees, too?
Yeah.
What the?
Well, that Shay told me you was fucking and tucking.
All right, come
on. Keep she like, I'm a trooper.
So I got to get down here with you.
That's
this
what they tell me.
On my knees on the stage.
Hey, okay? So I'm going to turn to the side, okay?
Oh, you want me to turn this way?
Whatever.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. Fuck and tuck.
So you're going to sit on your dick like
she
this.
She said so we can see you.
All right. You might need to move your purse. It might be in a way of the imaginary dick.
Let's put the purse up. Okay.
Okay.
Put it on it.
Hey.
Get the loo.
So when I say fuck it, you're going to sit on it. And when I say tuck it, you're going to tuck your tailbone under.
Uh-huh.
Squeeze your coochie tight and bring that dick up. Ooh, arch it.
Okay.
Oh. Open it and fuck it. Bring it up and tuck it. Fuck it and tuck it. Fuck it and tuck it. That's the fucking tuck, y'all.
Fuck
okay, that's the fucking tuck.
She ain't teach me that one, y'all. I ain't learned the fucking tuck.
Okay?
I like that
one.
That's the fucking tuck.
I like that.
That was good, right? The other one I do all the time. This one is different.
This is the fucking tuck. So you just bring that dick up, open it, fuck it, and tuck it like that.
So y'all can say you learned something at the Roots Picnic.
I went to the Roots Picnic and learned the fucking tuck.
Fire.
All right, thank you, Tony.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
Thanks, Tony, okay. Mommy.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you. If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segee, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Well, we are so excited to have Rocky here. You know, we in Philly. And honestly, like, when y'all listen to Rocky's music, she tells a lot about herself and what she got going on in her life.
Yes.
So we appreciate that. I want to ask you something to start it off. Do you think that your taste in men has changed as you get older? You know how we like the bad guys when we're younger, and we like the... So can we talk about that? Like, now that you are at the level that you're at, what's changed as far as how, what kind of men you like?
Like men with patience, like the patience of a guy. Like when I was younger, I could deal with a nigga that's just wild and act crazy, can't talk to you and all that, just mad as shit. Now, you got to be calm. You got to be real patient.
And as far as like what he does for a living, does that matter?
That matter too. I like a good street nigga, but I don't want no street nigga. We all like the
wait,
street
nigga. Wait, so you still like a street nigga or?
Yeah, I really do. But okay, I mean, they don't be good.
Do you do jail visits?
I like a reformed street nigga.
Okay.
Yeah. Because you used to like before, street dick.
But yeah, I like street dick. Everybody likes street dick.
I love it.
That'd be the dick to like.
What's the difference between street dick and corporate dick?
Because the street dick be angry. They got Prince through. They going to fuck the shit out of you.
They have trauma.
They do have
they
trauma.
They slam you, choking you. Shut the fuck up.
All corporate dick is here. Polite and he got
corporate,
manners.
Yeah, like, he got too much.
So corporate men give you like a polite fuck?
Yeah, like a politely.
A little boring.
Y'all said no?
What? Oh. Oh, I don't fuck corporate men. I'm married.
All right.
Shout out to my husband.
She said, I'm married. Shout out to my husband.
All right.
Okay. So I want to ask y'all in the audience, how many people?
So all y'all fuck corporate dick right there.
Yes.
Look at the old head with the shortcut.
And is it good? Is the corporate dick good?
Right. Oh, she like...
She said the corporate dick is superb.
Yeah, we like responsible dick.
Not like in the middle dick. Like right. Streets, just got out the streets. You know what I'm saying? With a little business.
Yeah,
on some real estate.
For me, I like them still in the streets, but they got some legal
some
shit going on.
Right. Some shit like that.
And they took their street money and flipped
it. That's
what I like. They own some apartment complexes and shit like that.
In case something go down, you know. Right. Now, does it...
Period.
Does it matter if a guy is ran through?
Kind of, it depends on what type of bitches
aren't
that run through
all?
You. Like, if you like the fucking all this, shout out to, no disrespect to the bitches with a lot of kids, but come on. If you fucking the bitch, she got like 10 kids, come you really on. Like, and like, it's just, it matters. Don't just fuck any bitch. She don't want work. She don't got no car. She always on the internet talking crazy. If you like that type of bitch, I don't like you.
I can't stand a man who fucks with bum bitches. It's bum, that shit drives me crazy.
I was saying that without saying bum bitches.
Yeah, okay, straight up, trying to be polite.
Straight up. I hate that shit.
She was trying to be corporate.
It does matter though when you date a guy what his roster look like.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Because then you be feeling like that's the kind of chick she was with. Exactly. Maybe I'm going below my standards.
If you fuck with a nut ass bitch, I don't like you. Because that means something about you is like nutty. Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't even want to know who you were fucking with before. Like,
oh, you don't want to know.
I don't even want to know because then I'm going to think you're going to give me AIDS or something.
What? Nah,
these girls be looking crazy to me.
They do.
Like,
they
no.
You just went way out of there.
Right.
I'm telling you. I'm paranoid, bro. I'm paranoid. I grew up in the 90s.
She went all the way to AIDS. She skipped HIV at all AIDS.
Yeah.
All right, now, when you first start dating somebody new, would you rather you go to his house first or he come to your house?
I'd rather go to his house. His house. Because we got kids and shit.
Bugs.
No, you're not.
I need to see how you living.
Like, yeah, I want to see your house.
I need to make sure you got nightstands and fluffy pillows and clean sheets. I need to make sure your bathroom don't smell like
pee. And real spoons and not plastic shit.
I need to make sure you got food in your cabinets and your refrigerator.
Extra tissue. Niggas don't be having extra tissue. They don't be having towels and toothbrushes and shit.
See, I think I'd rather my house, my place first. Because I'm more comfortable. I'll have more comfortable sex.
Now, what if the nigga be acting crazy and stalk your house?
Then I'm fucked up, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. You got to get to the level, though, where somebody come to
and
your house.
And it's okay, yeah. And you're comfortable with that.
Yeah, because I'm more comfortable in my place.
Yeah.
And you be because
how many dates until you would be like, you could come to my house, though? It's going to be a
not
minute.
Not
that many?
Not that many.
All right.
He said two days? Would you leave a girl in your house? Like, that you, you know, if you gotta go to work?
I've been no, left I'm not in leaving niggas nobody houses. In my house.
What?
Like, I've been left in, like, niggas' houses that I met and then went to their house. They trust me enough to leave me in their house.
You ain't do nothing, did you? Did
no,
you?
Some, I'll be wanting to, sometimes I'll go through shit.
You have to.
What like, you, like,
you
can't get your like, carry on that sex. Where do you go through? The medicine
probably
cabinet?
Like the clothes. I gotta see the medicine.
Yeah.
The clothes. If you got like extra towels and shit.
You gotta look in the cabinets. Is there some type of medication?
Yeah, okay.
Now, Rocky, you said that you got a man, you married now.
Yes.
Is it officially married or is
it? Yes, I'm officially married.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Yes. Shout out to all the wives out
there. When did that happen?
A month ago.
Oh.
April 14th.
Well, nice.
2 months ago. No, legally.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
So tell me.
No, it's cool. You can still like me. You're a girl.
You can still like me. How did you know he was the one?
Because he just ride or die. Like, I lost my brother a year ago. He was with me through my mental shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know it's a process. You got to.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, boo.
But you wanna? You have, are you one of nine?
Yeah, okay. The second out of nine kids.
The second out of nine kids.
Wow.
And that's really tough. And so for you, you went through something and he was there. That's how you knew.
Yeah.
What
he was patient with me, kind.
What was the relationship like before that?
We was close. Mm-hmm. We the same sign. I'm a Leo. So we get along.
Oh, she loves you now.
So him being there for you just strengthened the bond.
Yeah, like we just as tight, you know?
That's good.
How does
when somebody, you know, like during them times, like when you lose somebody and you go through mental shit, the little ass things matter.
That
you pay attention to the most.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How does
life
change?
So if you made me a bowl of cereal and I couldn't eat for 6 days, that mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying?
Yeah.
How does life change after getting married? Because it's still fresh.
It's still full of the same. Like, we cool. Like, that's my dog, so.
Because I'm just wondering, you know, sometimes you could be with somebody forever. I hear a lot of people like, oh, I'm not going to get married. I'm not doing that. I could just be with you forever. Yeah. But what made you say, instead of just being with you forever, let's get this paperwork?
Probably because, like, he just fit me. Like, it's just different from anything else, like, I guess.
Did you always want to get married?
We never thought about it. We just got married.
Just did it.
Yeah, okay. I did not see that nowhere posted.
That's exclusive.
Right,
it's a lip service exclusive.
Now, how does your and you have a daughter?
Yeah.
How does your daughter like him?
She love him, and I got a son too.
He loves him. Okay. All
how
right,
long
okay.
did you wait before you introduced your kids to your man?
I don't know. Probably a few months.
Okay.
All right. Now we had a the other day we had a conversation about when you first get with somebody before you have sex for the first time. is it okay to suck their dick first?
Yeah, if you feel like sucking dick, suck the dick.
Hello.
It don't matter? Okay.
I ain't gonna lie.
Is there anything you hold out on in the beginning, though? Like, because you know how sometimes you're like, I don't want to do everything.
Don't fuck me in my butt, like when we first meet and shit.
Oh, my God.
Come on with the butt in my butt. No. I got to really get to know you to hit the butt.
So that's where she draws the line. No anal when yeah, I first no, meet you.
Like, okay. But you can put your dick in my throat and all that. I really
throat.
Like you. It depends on, like, you know.
Angela, you answer the question.
Now, I think that in the first time, I'm not doing that. Maybe the second time.
Okay.
Just because I want to make sure it's not only one time. And then be like, oh, she sucked my dick the first night.
What's the...
Second night is fine.
But you'll fuck him, but you won't suck him.
Dick. Not the first time. I feel like I got to, like, have sex with you
so
first.
So the second time?
And girl, also I'm like, sucking that dick.
I feel like a guy got to eat your
sometimes
pussy before
sucking
you
dick
do that,
better,
too.
Safer.
No, I think that's true. I think he got to eat my pussy first. Yeah, I agree.
But I feel like that's the first thing guys do anyway.
It
they
is.
Go straight yeah. with the
straight
head.
Straight there.
Head
they
in
with the
first.
Head.
Yes.
Guys would be like, I just want to do this for you. I don't want nothing in return.
Yeah. Don't ever
lying.
Fall for that one, lady.
Lying.
And then you get a little horny and let him hit. Yeah. And every time.
And that's the plan. Now, I saw you also posting. I see you got the special pillow,
yes.
And
yes,
I saw
I
you posted. So
you
what,
know,
did,
healing.
What did you have done?
Just a BBL. I got the fat, took out my back and my stomach and put it in my little butt. It wasn't a lot, so it just looked like, period.
Period.
I needed my shit snatched real damn.
All right, so how? Tell me how it feels. Like, because for people, I know there's probably people thinking about it, you know.
Right, to be honest, it's like, if you like, you love it because you love that your body changed, but like the downtime, especially if like you on the go girl, it kind of like it stress you out a little bit because you got to depend on people for rides and
yeah.
shit
the healing
like that.
Is definitely a process.
The healing is the process.
How long do you have? How long does it take to heal?
3 months.
Okay. So you got to do a pillow for 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you do should wear your faja for like at least up to a year.
Forever.
Yeah. So when you do anal, it's like a new ass. When he does
yeah. But ain't nobody hit these cakes.
Not yet.
Okay. Are you gonna wait till you're fully healed to
no,
do anal?
Your price.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't just get
to.
Hit. Hold. I don't just get hit in the cakes.
I just but sex period. Like
yeah, I don't even. You don't be feeling up to that. No. Like you just want to heal so your body can be cool just in case you get thrown around the room. You got one. You want your shit 100% back. Yes, I'm saying. So you can get yourself down if you got to get down.
Is there anything that you haven't done that you want to do in the bedroom? Now that you're married, it's like I was saving this for marriage. Do people save things?
No.
No? Nobody?
Everybody said no.
No. I ain't like.
Okay. You said what? What about a threesome? Would you do that?
Yeah, I had threesomes.
Have you and your husband had threesomes?
No.
Are you going to have a threesome with your husband?
It depends on the night we, the mood we in.
That's okay. A yes.
Yeah.
That's a possibility.
A strong possibility. Yeah. Who would get to pick the girl or the whatever?
Probably both of us.
Y'all pick together.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, Rocky, when it comes to signing a deal, because I know I saw early on when Meek Mill co-signed you years ago, he said you was the hottest rapper out of Philly, and you had been doing a lot of stuff for yourself. Uh-huh. Right? Do you intend to stay independent, or did you sign a deal, or do you want to?
I'm thinking about going like distro, just you know, staying really independent. I really like being on my own too, and I mean so.
You said you popping.
Period.
Do you know what kind of deal you're looking for?
I don't know, just like a distribution deal. I don't know. Just all I know is distro right now. I don't know.
So whatever
makes sense.
What's been some of the hardest parts of doing it on your own? Because I know, like you said, you went through a lot of mental things, but that's also not easy. Uh-huh. Being an artist, and you've been out here, and people have been talking about you for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, but I know sometimes that could be really difficult, like trying to get to unlock new levels.
For sure. What was the question again?
No, what's been the hardest part for you?
So the hardest part, probably being independent, is keeping a solidified ground team. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When you reach certain levels or when motherfuckers think you at home, motherfuckers to leave your side. So you got to do everything on your own. So just picking the right people to help you go up that's willing to stay down till you really come up. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's motherfuckers that don't want nothing from you till you get to where you
are. That believe in you and your true
exactly.
talent. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, being that you are now in this relationship, did you have to call up like your exes and let them know, or did they just find out?
Yeah, like, I don't go...
You know, some people, you might have some people that you still was, like, every now and then revisiting situations.
No, I mean, all my exes know.
How they find out?
Through Instagram, probably, or through the word on the street.
Okay.
or I just fucking told him.
Yep, if you run into
I'm married,
them.
Like, what's up? Stop calling me.
Now, what happened if you run into his exes?
I don't really give a fuck.
Have you, period. Have you ran into any of his exes?
No, I don't even know who nobody exes is. Like nobody before or after me and shit like that. I don't got no beef with nobody over no dick.
None of that mattered before. Whatever happened before me don't matter now.
I never think about none of that type of shit.
Is cheating a deal breaker for you?
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. You got to go ahead. Like, I ain't no nut ass bitch. What the fuck?
I ain't no nut ass bitch. Mm-hmm.
If you're going to cheat, do it about how. Why would you play in my face like that? That's disrespectful as shit. Especially if you. I'm a bitch. I think I'm somebody.
You know you are somebody, girl.
You know how
ma'am.
How we think we be like, we that bitch. So why would you play with me like that?
Yeah. All right, now we got some crowd participation things that we're about to do right here. True or false? And we're going to start with you, Rocky. Okay, right. True or false? Big dicks are overrated.
True.
False. I feel like big dicks
if
that
you can work it,
if it's big and you don't know what to do with it, then it's like big for nothing.
Big
right?
Man's dick, you don't even have to fuck nobody. You're worthless.
Stephanie, big dicks are overrated. True or false?
False. Big dicks are fabulous. Especially like G said, when you know how to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if you're trying to like ram the girl all the time and you got this big ass stupid dick, it's like now you're just being painful, you know? But
for
when
no
you
reason.
Know how to ease in and make everything wet and everything nice, then it's really, really fulfilling.
That's a great word, Stephanie.
Fulfilling.
Yeah.
Jasmine, big dicks are overrated. True or false?
Big dicks are definitely overrated. The best sex I've ever had has always been from like regular. You know, like regular size. Yeah.
Not little,
you love
not
everything regular.
Mid, regular, medium.
Very
yes.
vanilla. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so in the audience, everybody, big dicks are overrated. Who says true? Who says
false? It
kind of looked like a tie.
It's a tie.
She like a big dick. Look at her.
So you wouldn't leave somebody for a bigger dick?
Say it again.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segee, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Circling Back Podcast here. Hey, Dylan. been looking for a nicotine pouch that goes hard and lasts long.
Then let's talk about Lucy, Dave, the Lucy Breaker.
Oh, yeah.
The Lucy Breaker is 100% pure nicotine, always tobacco-free. It comes in 4 or 8 milligrams. It's got a flavor capsule inside. You bite down on it. It is so good and gets you dialed in.
Tell me about these flavors.
All right, we got mango. We got mint. My favorite is actually apple ice.
Ooh, okay. Could I interest you in some espresso?
I'll try the espresso, sure. I haven't had that one yet.
I like that.
If you want to try Lucy, go to lucy.co/trylucy and use promo code TRYLUCY to get 20% off your first order. Lucy products are only for adults of legal age, and every customer is age verified. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What about spitting?
Spitting?
Do you like a guy? Do you like your husband to spit in your mouth? Do you spit in his mouth?
No, I don't like that. Like, what you spitting in my mouth for?
I love it.
Like, it's nice, like, when you're kissing and then he, like, slaps you a little bit and then grabs your face.
I want you to treat me like a baby bird.
It's
spit
nice.
In my mouth.
Baby bird. You like spitting your mouth, too?
I'm going to open my mouth ass. Spitting that shit.
Yeah.
It'd be like warm and ooh.
I don't like when a guy asks me to spit in his mouth. I like to be the one like,
No, I'd rather spit in your mouth.
All right, so let's see what y'all think. Spitting?
Or no spitting.
Who says yes to spitting?
Spitting in the mouth.
Yeah. I'm a real freak.
All right, who says no?
Everybody else.
Hold on. Who said yes to spitting?
The slow, sexy, dripping spit.
My God.
Not a hawk spit.
Well, it looks like, Rocky, you might have something new to try.
Not like a long spit, like a wet water spit. It's delicious. God.
Yeah.
Spit in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where's Laura Mora at? Laura has the microphone. All right, so we want to make sure that you guys have a chance to participate and also ask any questions that you want while Lip Service is here. This is our second time doing a live show in Philly. Yeah, so we've been here before.
Philly was the kickoff for our Lip Service tour that we did with Live Nation back in 2019.
Period.
Shout out to all my family was here because they was in the building that day too. They're my sisters and my cousins, y'all.
Now, I want to ask you something else too, Rocky, and we'll take it to the audience too. Do you have a lot of women friends?
Not really.
Okay, now, this is a good topic. Why? So tell me why you think that is and what your experience has been like with women.
I got long lasting friendships, but not a lot of friends. Because bitches, I don't like girls that talk about other females, gossip, tell like personal bitches business. I don't like fall out. It'd be like too catty for me.
What about industry friends? Do you find that like the women, because there's a lot of women who are killing it right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel like you have people that you could call and talk to in the business, like other artists who are women?
Yeah, I got other women that I talk to in the business.
All right, like who? Who's Rocky cool with?
Tell us.
It's more so like I'm cool with Akbar V.
Okay.
She not like as bad as people think she is. She really a sweet girl.
Aww. She did Lip Service live before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And then like artists from Philly like Miss J, Nina Ross, I'm close to them.
Oh, okay. Nice. Okay.
So. All right. Now, what do y'all think when it comes to people betraying you? Who betrays you more, men or women?
Men.
Women for me.
Women.
I have been betrayed by women.
I feel like men are so good to me. Men are just amazing. Like, they're so good. But women, haters, they try to fuck my man.
Oh, my
gosh. They be talking behind my back, stealing from my house.
That's what I was just saying.
All kinds of wild shit.
So that's why when you find a real authentic bitch, you got to really keep her around. Yeah.
No, like, these girls, I've been friends with them for 8-9 years now, right? Like, I feel like all my girlfriends are long-lasting relationships. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's all right, so some people in the audience want to say some things. What do y'all think? Who is more, who will betray you first, a man or a woman?
Shamaica's dying to answer that question. Go ahead, right now.
I feel like a woman will betray you first because they be haters and they be like having low-key animosity type shit. Like, you feel me? And it's like, well, girls, it'd be so much jealousy and like really low down. What?
Why would you say that?
It do.
Uh-oh. She like, but we friends.
I don't
she
like,
bitch, I look, know you ain't talking about me, ho.
Look. Stop.
Bitch,
stop
I'm your
right
friend,
now.
Ho.
Stop right now. Because my sister, this is my sister, this is my blood sister.
Y'all look
she believed that men is more betrayal.
Well, that's what I feel like.
I feel like it's women because they be having secret animosity and they be haters. They be jealous. You feel me? You a pretty bitch. The bitches don't like that.
I kind of feel like it's equal then.
Mm. Nah, but my guy friends will cut people and shoot people for me. Like, my
bitches
will
like
do
this.
Anything for me.
I wouldn't want them to.
My street brothers will, like, do it, will sit down for me for years. Like, I gotta give it to my street brothers.
Alpha wants to answer that question as well.
I just feel like nobody ain't never make me cry no more in my life than a nigga. Like, niggas really be doing me crazy. So, and my homegirls be the ones that pick me up off the ground. I feel like as women, it's real easy for us to forgive the nigga and not our friends.
That's right. A fact.
That's true.
Being a dick.
All right. True. Well, let me ask you this. As in a friendship, right? Let's just say you friends with somebody and she started dealing with somebody you used to talk to. Maybe not necessarily your ex, but somebody you used to fuck. All right. Is that off limits? Is that somebody? Would you cut her off of that?
Yeah, I really wouldn't give a fuck, but I definitely wouldn't trust the bitch.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? She just opened my eyes. I'm like, this bitch nasty. She's sneaky.
Yeah, that's sneaky.
I feel like it depends on the guy. You
yeah,
know,
and
like
it depends on the nigga.
If it was somebody I was serious with,
but I ain't fucking nobody.
I don't like that.
After my friend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm cool.
But some guys are community, you know? Some guys, you tell your friend, like, girl, if you drunk tonight and he call you, I'm telling you, it's worth it.
Yeah, then some guys, guys do be passed around.
It definitely be a few community bitches out there.
But if one of my girls is messing with one of my exes, like somebody who I consider an ex, nah.
That's
I'm
weird.
Not
that's very weird.
She weird, right?
Yeah. That's weird as fuck.
She always liked them.
Lakeisha want to answer that question as well.
It depends on the friend. So if it's the right friend, my group friends, they not fucking with none of my niggas. But if it's the mother bitches that we just hee hee ha 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 with, them bitches can fuck with my nigga. Right. And we'll still be like, okay, we can go out, but bitch, you not my friend. No real friend.
And you can fuck her nigga now.
Right.
We can slide for a second. And
I can fuck your nigga too. You ain't my friend.
Listen, you ain't my friend. Like a real friend, like my group. We ain't fucking with our niggas. Like,
she
we
mean
not
that
gonna
shit.
Do that.
Well, let me ask y'all this. Let's just say one of your friends, old dudes, try to holler at you in the DMs. Would you tell her?
Yeah.
I'm screenshotting and sending it.
Look at your nigga, bitch.
Like, and I'm like, get out my
head.
And I'm gonna say I'm telling her.
Look at this nigga.
I might, if it's someone I'm close with, yes, I will tell her. But if it's somebody I'm just gonna mind my business and
me
ignore
too.
It.
Definitely
yeah.
Talking about the close friends.
I have a guy that actually wants to answer that question.
Uh-oh.
What's your name?
Nas from the Office 14 podcast. We go here tomorrow.
Guys
here
have
tomorrow.
Different rules.
Okay.
What's your question? Ask the question again.
Y'all got to listen.
Well, listen. Well, since you're a guy, right? Because guys, y'all have a different set of rules.
Right.
So if you used to mess with a chick and one of your homeboys starts smashing, and say you liked her, mm-hmm. right? Would you still be cool with him?
Yeah. She messed with me at a different time in a different time of her life. So,
guys
so he
are
can
just
have
different.
Her.
Does
he have
the
to
virgin,
say,
the virgin said, I hit it first.
But does he have to tell you or ask for your, does he let you know?
If he my homie, we already gonna know. That's my old chick. Mm. So if she just a slotted then she just a slotted. He don't have to ask me for
permission. But what if it was somebody you was in love with?
I love everyone, so it don't matter.
Oh, he said, I love them all. Of course a man would say that. Guys are so different.
Somebody I love.
Your feelings would have been hurt a real bad.
Rocky, if it's somebody I love, then yeah, he can't ask for permission. But other than that, if she messes with me at a different time, different place in her life, so it don't matter.
Did you ever fly somebody out?
Yeah.
Okay, now what class do they sit in if you fly her out?
Don't whatever class I'm in.
What class
Angela,
you in?
Angela, second class.
It don't matter.
I'm
not. I sit here like I'm. It depends.
Economy.
Yeah, economy. Just economy.
It's a feisty crowd.
Huh?
It's a feisty crowd. Spicy.
Listen, you remember your first time flying first class?
No. Yeah, I went to L.A.
Okay. Oh, that's a nice.
To perform How It's Going Down. That was my first million views watched video.
Wow.
I recorded that song out L.A. I don't remember the studio, though. I stayed out there for like 2 weeks.
When did you know that shit was really lit for you? Like, was there a period when you was like, oh, this shit happened?
Probably like my first time when I sold a show out.
And it was all them people in there rapping my shit word for word.
Oh, at the nice. TLA?
Yep.
Mm-hmm, I remember that.
And that shit, that made me cry at the end of the night. Oh, that was that's probably the, that's the one that, if it made me cry, because I'm a tough cookie, you know what I mean? Then that mean, you know what I'm saying? That's why I was like, damn, that's crazy. Because it was like, damn.
You know, I saw on social media, they were saying that, like, it's a problem if a guy cries in front of you. But yeah. I don't necessarily think
it depends
that.
On what he's crying about in front of me.
I agree. Like, it depends on the moment. Yeah. Because if he's crying because his boy died, I like, I'm going to cry, too.
What if he's
but
crying
if he's
because...
crying because I said something mean to
he
him?
He got to fuck go.
No, what if he's crying because you broke up with him and he's trying to get you back?
Don't fucking be crying.
You going to fall for that?
I'm going to be like...
But I feel like it's fake.
I'll be like, get your crying ass
get the fuck
out
of
my face.
Get the fuck out of my face.
What if he cried while he in the pussy?
I'm like, oh, no, I'm no. Like, I don't know about that.
Oh, that's not bad. That's a good thing, right?
What? That's I don't crazy. Know. I'll be like, you sexy little bitch ass. How dare you be crying in this
tears
pussy?
Falling on your face. Like, get
that's just not a, y'all don't like emotional men.
Stephanie said, how dare you cry emotional. In this pussy?
Come on, Carl yeah. Thomas. We getting emotional in this pussy. Drop them tears, baby.
I don't like guys that cry a lot. I cry enough for both of
not
them.
Not a lot.
I don't want nobody that cry.
I don't need every once in a just a few times. I can't. I don't like a crier.
It has to be a certain moment, man.
Yeah.
Rocky, did you cry at your wedding?
Yeah.
Aww.
That's I cry at all everybody's wedding. I'm such a pussy.
All right, period. So guys in the audience, how many of y'all have cried in front of a woman before?
Be honest.
All
this is a safe space, okay. Y'all. Be honest.
Okay, listen. There you go.
Yes. Every, yes. Yes. Thanks
every
for y'all
nigga
honesty.
That they put his hand up, y'all lying because y'all cried in front of your mom.
Yeah, they probably think it's probably
you copping with the mama.
Let me
sure.
ask you this, guys: how many of y'all done went through a woman's phone before?
Be
no,
honest,
the guy.
She like a girl guy. Like, she don't know when to put her hand up.
The fucking
wait,
nerve!
I want someone who raised their hand to tell us what was the worst thing they saw when they went through that girl's phone.
When I found out she was with the nigga that she was with before she came back home to me.
Damn.
Shit fucked me up.
Did you break up with her? Was it over after that?
Yeah, I smacked her foot and woke up and said, "Oh, this," and threw the phone at her and said, "Oh."
You let him
ooh,
have her?
And I let her go.
I don't think I've ever got smacked.
Did you let her?
She's strong
I
enough to walk.
Did you let her see you cry?
I thought he was about to say he slammed her.
Did you let her see you cry?
I thought it was gonna go left.
Right. So I was like, "No, don't say that."
It's just smacked.
I thought he was gonna say, "I smashed one more time."
I slapped her foot.
Right.
Oh look, is that Simba over there? What's up, Simba?
Shout out to Simba in the building.
Simba's a wild dude. I'm not going to lie.
Simba sat on the couch with us for a few minutes and talked some shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Simba, you ever went through a woman's phone before?
I ain't going to lie. Philly, y'all make some noise first and foremost for lip service. We out here tonight. But I ain't going to lie. I'm out here with my Bay Area family, and I got some wild niggas with me. And I think they ready to match y'all energy, Ange. So I got a question for y'all.
Okay.
Here we go.
Rab. Come on, flip the script.
This is my brother, Rab. He has the number one podcast in the Bay Area.
I can't
Area
see nobody.
Yeah,
we
come
can't
this
see
way
y'all.
So we can
Rab.
See y'all.
We can't see
Rab,
y'all.
Ask
we
him,
can't even see y'all.
Ask him the question you want to ask him, Rab. Hold on.
All right,
gonna
come over to the center and ask.
Make some noise for my brother, Rab, out here tonight, y'all.
Hey.
Now,
Bay
he's
Area
a wild,
in the building.
He's a wild nigga. I'm telling you right now, he's a wild.
Say he wild.
He's a wild nigga.
He got two earrings in.
He going to push y'all. Let's go.
I know that nigga.
Come on, hit him.
Hey, look, so my question is, so y'all had a side nigga before, right?
No, never.
Never.
Yes. I heard y'all talk about that on lips. So Angela, you had one?
Have I ever? Yes.
Okay.
They like it there.
They love it there.
So when you was with your side nigga, if y'all had sex earlier in the day and your man wanted to fuck when you got home, what did you do?
Still fucked him. Still fucking.
Y'all nasty. Mother.
We double dipping, baby.
I did.
Absolutely.
Still fucking.
Listen, charge it to the game.
It
charge
happens.
It to the game.
And you know what? Because I think women normally, when we have a side guy, it's because we already know our man is cheating. I feel like.
Oh, so women.
Whenever
fuck,
I did it.
So when a woman is got a side nigga, she checked out already.
Yeah, it's already for me anyway. It's about to end.
Oh, okay.
So you know, with women, when we feel like we're over it, it's a mental thing for us. Mm-hmm. So in our minds, we're already moved on and left the relationship before we physically do so and tell you that's how we feel.
Okay, so what if it's...
So
in some situations, it's hard to for different reasons. Finances, all kind of shit, right? Yeah. So when you're still in that situation, like, you got to do something, though, because he knows something. Even if you got an exit plan, he like, man, this bitch ain't fucking me. She doing something.
I mean, you know.
Don't nobody give a fuck.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Have a ton of questions about LASIK? You're not alone. That's why we created LASIK.com, one place where you can go to find every answer to every question on your mind. Like, how much does LASIK cost? How long does recovery take? How do I find a doctor? If you've been thinking about LASIK, go to LASIK.com now. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
But let me ask you this. What do you think, okay, if you're single, right, and you're dating a girl, do you want to know who else she's dating? And what do you think is an appropriate number of partners to be with? Like, you know, three guys. Yeah, while you're single and dating, having sex with maybe like in rotation.
Oh,
what's
in
the rotation,
rotation
number?
Oh, no. I didn't Part think women two. Could work like that.
Oh, you didn't?
Nah, because I thought y'all, like, all the women that I ever fucked or fucked with, they be locked in.
They lied.
Okay. Well, they good.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
They good.
Say one ain't nobody going to get a real number anyway. Yeah. Nobody going to tell you the exact number of people they fuck.
You know what you know what I realize about guys? I realize that y'all don't want to know that women cheat. Women want to know.
But
like,
what
we
kind
investigate,
of man?
We find out. Men be thinking that it's what it is.
I must
y'all
be
don't want to know.
I don't want to know anything.
I'm from Oakland, and we ain't no way in hell we going to be cool with no woman talking about she got no rotation. That's out.
Well,
I don't
she's
think
single.
It's like that in Philly either.
Yeah,
you got
single.
Rotation. You got
to
go
yeah,
ahead.
She's single. She should be able to do what she wants to do. If she's single.
Niggas still don't
exactly.
care.
I feel like once we start having sex, we go together.
Yeah,
like,
me too. I'm one and done.
We're boyfriend and girlfriend. I don't want to know anything.
One and done. We
I don't
stuck
have
here
anybody
for a little
else.
Bit. We're going to date.
Well, let me ask you this. How many girls have you had sex with in one day, but not at the same time, but say, you know, you're single?
The way I came up with that is because I disgusted myself before. So.
Ooh. Oh, what happened?
How many?
Huh? He got two earrings.
How many?
Two of them.
What that mean, though?
No, she said she would tell you nasty.
That means you eat coochie like a lizard.
Like a lizard.
Like a lizard.
Like the Geico lizard.
Two.
Two stitches that went?
Two.
Was you washing your dick off or you was passing BV back and forth?
No.
Aww. Damn.
You look nasty.
No. You was out here nasty. Fucking up pH balances?
Ain't no.
Let me ask you this. How often do you have sex without a condom? Like, let's just say the first time you have sex with somebody, do you always use a condom or have you ever went up in there raw first?
Once you cross the line, it's over. Ain't no turning back.
So when do you cross the line? The first day?
No.
You look like the first day type cross the line.
I'm not a raw dog.
Put the dick in the coochie roll.
How do you know it's safe? How do you know it's safe or that you're at a good place where you're ready to take the condom off? What's that decision like for you?
Because for me, I'm going to speak for me. I don't know about the rest of these men, but women got signs, right? So I look at your car. If you keep your car clean, your house clean, it's little shit about you. Do your weave smell bad? You know what I mean? It's just certain shit that I know you taking care of yourself that I want to be involved like that. You know what I mean? You passing fluids, you want to have somebody healthy.
Have you ever had a girl lick your taint?
Has she ever did what?
Lick your taint. You know, the area in between.
Nah. Hell no. Nah. If you want to see a motherfucker jump up like a cat, that's...
I know it's some Gucci Gucci's out here in the audience. Who like that? Who like that taint lick? Y'all like that? Saturdays.
All the Gucci man in the building, make some noise.
It's a safe space, y'all. We ain't going to
I see you, judgment. Gucci man. I see you.
No judgment. Oh, look, I see my guy, DJ Trauma. What's up, DJ Trauma?
What's the deal, DJ Trauma?
What's up, guys? All right. So, well, that was
interesting.
That was spicy. I felt like we got attacked. Just now. But is there anything wrong with a woman being single and having three guys in rotation?
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, what about six guys in rotation?
Come on,
now that's a bit much.
That's a lot of niggas.
That's a lot.
Listen, I got ADD. I can't even focus on more than one guy at a time. Like, even talking to them, like, ugh.
But I want to thank you for coming through. He said he got the number one podcast in Oakland.
Period. Thank you.
In the Bay Area.
With the two earrings.
Shout out to the Bay Area.
That's decent. Shout out to the Bay Area.
Simba had one more question, but he don't want to ask it.
All right, what's the question he wanted?
He said, how do a woman keep her pH level on point?
Not
so
messing
many
with
rotations.
Dirty guys.
With yes. So many rotations.
Using the right soap.
Taking a shower.
Keep your dick clean.
Wait. Yes. Wiping yourself right.
Keeping your panties clean.
Keep your dick clean.
There's so many ways that
the detergent
woman,
you use.
There's so many ways as a woman that you can take care of yourself to make sure that everything stays.
Drinking a lot of
right.
water.
Drinking water.
You definitely wet wipes.
You have to eat right.
When you pee.
And you know, ladies, we gotta pee after we have sex too, always.
Yeah,
right?
That's very important.
That's something that we all learn. Right? Yes. Does everybody do that? Get up and pee?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as soon as I can start walking again, I get up and go to the bathroom.
Do y'all like that to not be able to walk after sex?
I wanna walk.
Yeah, listen, sometimes you need like a good pound town session. Okay.
Pound town.
Sometimes you got to go to pound town real quick. Not all the time though. Not all the time.
Yeah, I don't want pound town every time.
Not every time. Not every time. Sometimes you want to be made. What do you prefer, being made love to, Rocky, or do you prefer?
I like being made love to with like Jodeci and like slow
but
music.
Honestly, Jodeci, nice.
I feel like when I'm being made love to, I come more, so it makes it harder like for me to
because
get up
because the passion
after
and
bed.
The fire and the vibe.
You like you can really feel it. Enjoy the dick
after I make love. You
can enjoy the dick. You can enjoy the dick more when it's like.
So wait, you listen. So what, Rocky? What do you listen to when you're making love?
I like Brent Faiyaz. That's
ooh,
one of my
okay.
favorites.
Shout out to Brent.
That's my mood. I like shit like that type of, I like anything like in that nature. So like Genuine, shit like that.
Genuine,
I'm like a 90s R&B type of girl. Yes.
Okay, I like that. Brent Faiyaz has a song called Wasting Time.
Yes, I love all his shit. I got to go to his concert.
And you got time wasted.
Yes.
Now, let me ask you about that because do you think that, have you, like how many people don't mind messing with somebody who you know is not going to go anywhere? Because sometimes you do want to just leave.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Sometimes that'd be fun. Like, in my single days, I like this type of relationship.
Okay. Well, you
but
know you...
Not,
so,
you
like a friends
me.
With benefits type yeah. of just fuck
that'd,
situation.
That'd be like the best situation.
Type of thing.
Like, that's really my homie. Don't care who he fuck with, who you fuck with. When y'all get together, y'all do y'all.
Have you ever fucked somebody that you was embarrassed and didn't want people to know
yeah,
about it?
Yeah, what the fuck?
Absolutely.
How many people in the audience?
Shit.
Absolutely.
How many people? And look at the guys raising their hands first. How many people in the audience is ashamed that somebody that they had sex with, they don't want to tell nobody?
I am. I ain't gonna lie.
Uh-huh. Ladies, how many of y'all had sex with a man and y'all just wish y'all could snatch y'all pussy back from that nigga?
Me.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel that way a lot. Damn,
everybody
I wish
before
I could take that pussy
man.
Back. Listen, what would make you embarrassed about who you had sex with? What are some things and let's see in the audience, like that you don't want people to know that you got a sneak.
If you find out he was really a bum ass nigga, ooh, and you thought he was that nigga, and he had you around a crowd, and he had you around a crowd of niggas that's really that niggas, and he the clown, but you ain't know.
Oh my god! Damn.
But you really a real bitch, so he
you
got you looking
back
like
into the bushes like her.
That's devastating. That's devastating.
Would you lie if that's they asked, like, did you fuck?
I'm like, fuck no, now y'all lying.
Nope.
Ain't hit this, Gucci.
All right, in the audience, what would make you feel like I'm embarrassed that I slept with this person?
All right, Karina's gonna answer that question.
Well, let me say something. So I didn't sleep with the person, but he was good looking as fuck. And lo and behold, he had a micro dick.
Ooh.
So,
sorry to hear
you
that.
Throw other bitches
oh, my gosh.
So that happened. But I want to go back to this dude and the cleanliness of somebody's car being the cleanliness of their pussy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Let me tell you something. I'm a nurse.
She could have went.
I've seen some sparkly ass looking motherfuckers and bitches, and their pussies and dicks were dirty as hell. So if you want the shot, I got it coming for you. Don't worry about it.
Nah, but they wasn't, if they dirty, they wasn't practicing proper hygiene. That's for sure.
That's what makes all
right,
nervous.
What are some other things that would make y'all embarrassed about who you slept with? Like, and I understand the micro dick, and you know when other girls be looking like they feel sorry for you, like
yeah, micro too little, like.
Right.
I've never had a micro dick. I've never had one.
I've seen the micro dick in my life.
I've never had one. Who wants to answer that question as well?
I got a horror story.
I was fucking with this nigga, and mind you, he's 23. He got two kids. I thought he took care of his kids. Come to find out, he don't take care of his kids. I was like, damn, you really a bum. Like, you really don't take care of your kids. Like,
embarrassing. Oh, yeah, that's whack.
How was the sex?
Nah, that dick, you know what I'm saying? It was saying for something. Shout out Baltimore. That dick was, yeah, for real.
Yeah, wow. You can't be with no guy that don't take care of his kids, though. That's
embarrassing. And then it'll be the worst because he don't take care of his kids, but he got you thinking the baby mama nut-ass bitch.
Yeah.
Right.
Whole time he a nut-ass nigga.
There's
though.
Always two sides to the story.
That's so embarrassing. You be arguing with the baby mom shit.
And then you find out. All right. What about for the guys? What would make you be embarrassed that you slept with somebody? Because y'all do whatever. So it got to be serious.
All right. Wally wants to answer that.
So I met this girl online. She kind of catfished me, but she had already promised me the pussy. So when we went
like,
out,
fuck it.
When we went out, you know, we went to the restaurant or whatever, and the waitress looked at me like I was crazy. Like, she looked at her and then she looked at me, and it was like, why are you with her?
Aww.
She had already promised me that, so when I went home, I just smashed anyway.
So how was the sex?
Oh my God.
How was the sex?
He was like, I already said I would do it.
How was it?
Was it good?
It
wasn't great. I mean, was it worth the look
that the waitress gave you?
He said it wasn't even great.
So did you learn a lesson?
No, I ain't learned no lessons.
So you'll do it again?
Did you double back?
Huh?
That's
crazy. Did you double back? Be honest.
No, I didn't double back. Never caught her.
What was wrong with her?
Anybody. That just proved the point.
What was wrong with her that you ain't like?
She just looked
ugly.
So she didn't look like how she looked online.
He said that she catfished him.
So it was fake pictures.
Huh?
Fake pictures?
Yeah.
So your dick could get hard for anybody.
So listen, the lesson that you learned is that you FaceTime.
If he met the bitch online, he was horny.
Yeah, you got to FaceTime before you meet up.
That's
the lesson.
This was back in the 90s.
So. He said, I learned my lesson.
What no
this
is the back story.
Well, listen, what no FaceTime?
You guys, unfortunately, our time up here is coming to an end. But honestly, and Rocky, you got to come to the studio.
Yes, I can't wait.
And sit down with us.
In New York with us.
Because we support you. We love you. We had a great
I love y'all too, y'all. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Great time. And we love you guys too, Philly. We had a great time with y'all.
Yes.
Period.
Lip service. So you guys, make sure y'all keep watching the show. Rocky's going to be doing an official. Well, this was official. This is, we haven't done a live show in a long time.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, for real.
Oh, they want to hear 60 bars real quick.
Hey, yo, I'm asleep alone tonight because, nigga, you be fucking tripping. You treat me like these other bitches when you know I'm different. I had your back. I clinched your wounds when niggas caught you slipping. They got the drop when niggas stayed and took you on a mission. You had no pot to piss in. I used to beg my mom, just let them stay. I'll clean the dishes. I gave them shoulders and some ears when it was time for venting. About them niggas bitching. You got caught with all them ratchets. I ain't miss a visit. That lawyer paid him for them fees. I had this pussy whipping. I had this player out in Texas. He was heavy tricking. He got this time
but he ain't never get this pussy, nigga. I kept it real, you never did, you was a pussy, nigga. I keep going through heartbreak after heartbreak. You begging me to stay, but nigga, how much can my heart take? You just do you, cause I ain't beefing with no new bitch. The weather about to change, nigga. I'ma cop a new whip. I'ma get my hair done, then slide up on some new dick. And every time I fuck that nigga asking me like, who's this? I just say it's yours, cause he be copping all his new shit. Told me get my woody for his homie, got my bitch lit. My old nigga mad, baby, he be doing bitch shit. I heard that nigga broke now, but he was talking big shit. Telling me let's talk it out, but I don't even listen. Telling me he love me now, but I don't even miss him. And I ain't trying to diss him, I'm just on a new wave. He was in that last book, and I just flipped a new pen. What?
Yeah!
Period.
And that's how you add lip service.
You get what I'm saying? That's really lip bars service. Right there. You feel me?
Woo!
Period. I mean, I'm hot as shit. Like, I mean.
Thank you, Roots Picnic. Yes,
thank you.
We
appreciate you.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forest, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.